Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. As part of our cannabis conversation series, today we are interviewing a friend of ours. We've always known him to have the best abs and the yummiest flower, but usually he has the best abs. So we would like to welcome Mac to today's podcast. Hey, Mac.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey. What up, y'all?
Welcome to the Cannabis Hangout. So we're just going to jump right into it and we'll start from the beginning. Tell us where your cannabis journey began, Mac.
Ooh, my cannabis journey probably began in high school. Like,
okay.
typical, I don't know, a lot of people, I feel like most of my friends were using in high school.
And okay.
Obviously, it was a...
That's the crowd you hung with.
Under the table thing, but mm-hmm. that was when it started, yeah.
Love that.
So when was, like, you smoked for your first time, I guess, in high school?
Yeah, for my first time in high school was, like, just with friends, and I just, I don't know, everybody who I was hanging out with... people on like my soccer team and I hadn't tried it before and I was like, well, they seem cool and like they're all mm-hmm. really funny.
So. Yeah. What was it like? Do you remember?
Well, what did you hit? Was it like out. A joint? Is it a bowl?
Okay. So imagine a cigarette and in the cigarette, there's, you know, the cotton filter.
Mm-hmm.
The cotton filter had just been pulled out and was just like stuffed with weed inside of this like empty hollow cigarette paper. And I'm like, okay, modern day cone, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Interesting.
Yeah, so that was that. And I remember like freaking out. I remember just panicking, getting really like...
Really high?
Really, really high, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's what high was.
Wow.
So after you did it, were you like, I want to do this again?
Or were you like, I'm cool for a minute?
I just remember feeling like, wow, that was an experience that maybe I should try on in a different setting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But being that young, it was just like, oh, wow, that scared the hell out of me.
So what was your like first, like as an your adult time, what was the first time you actually like smoked and you were like, damn, like this is it. This is going to be my thing. Not your thing, but like your thing.
You knew it like helped you, I
yeah.
guess.
Okay. I feel like it really, I've always had a problem with sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been ever since like, I remember even in like middle school,
mm-hmm.
it was like, I would have night terrors or like, I would have just like vivid dreams mm-hmm. and it was really hard to sleep. And I remember like trying to like take Ambien at one point so that I could like sleep through my, you know, sleep softly through the
right.
night and not have mm-hmm. to like remember stuff. And then I remember trying when I finally got, you know, I was like a sophomore in high school, I think, and tried it in a different setting, was like camping with some friends and tried it, and it was much more enjoyable.
What an ideal way to try it.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
better way.
And it was just with different people in a different setting, and I remember not remembering any of my dreams at
Love
all.
That.
And so you slept yeah. well?
Yeah, I just slept well, and like I would be more attentive during the day and stuff. It was just bizarre to me, but
yeah.
it worked. It
That's
worked.
So cool.
And I wasn't
that
like
is.
Having to like, you know, sneak around my parents and like get Ambien and stuff from
yeah.
friends. Like that's,
right.
That's,
yeah.
It's
no.
weird. Yeah. And it just felt natural. Yeah.
Love that. I love the word natural. It's yeah. a great way to describe.
Do your, yeah. do your parents know that you use cannabis?
They do.
How do they feel
Definitely
about it?
Definitely do. Of course, you know, in high school, it was typical of them to like get on to me and be like, oh my gosh, you know, you can't do this. And it's, you know, it's not for you. It's looked down upon. And,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and it took me getting in trouble a couple of times before they finally were just like, he's going to do what he wants to do. We'll just,
yeah.
you know, control it and mm-hmm. let him use it, because I was open with him about it. And I told him how it helped me and what the benefits were
mm-hmm.
and you know, naturally, as parents are, they kind of gave me that push against me, but
yeah.
When you tell your parents something is helping you, I think as I'm not a parent, so I can't speak too much on that, but like, I feel like you'd be like, well, I guess he could be using alcohol and being like an alcoholic and doing these things. And my son's telling me this helps him. Yeah. So
in my, and they both are aware of that. And they know that like I'll drink with friends and stuff, but I just, I'm not a huge,
you know, same. Yeah.
Not like a lot of the people who I hang out with. Mm-hmm. So.
You'd rather smoke.
Yeah. I would. That's what makes my boat float.
No,
yeah, there you go.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, so. And my parents, you know, when they like started to accept it, they started to tell me stories like, oh yeah, you know, we used to smoke all the time.
You know, it's so crazy. It's like, why are you making this weird then? Don't make this weird.
Yeah, and then it's like, here, we're like smoking together and they're like asking me how to get their cards. And I'm just like,
I love that. That's so full circle.
Yeah, they've been trapped in this.
Yeah.
You've had it worse than we have.
Yeah.
Like they were, it was like reefer madness for them.
Right. You know? It's so cool that you guys are like, you can bond over it.
Yeah, that's so
because
dope.
I feel like a lot of people have, I mean, everyone has a different relationship with their parents, but that kind of popped the threshold of having different conversations.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the fact that you were open and honest was like the starting point to like all of the good things.
Oh yeah.
Because most kids are not open and honest about that because you know you're going to be ridiculed either by the police for it or by your parents for it. And so you don't want anyone to know.
Yeah. And I feel like that's how marijuana is for, or if it's not, it could be for a lot of people. Like it's just, it's that natural like icebreaker that just, I mean, some people are like, oh, I need to have like, you know, a glass of wine before I go do this to maybe like calm my nerves a little bit. That's what I like. I like to, you know, smoke a little bit and just get in my zone.
Right. And you can't, when you put it like in that way, like people, you can't knock it. Like if you do knock it, shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you. No, I feel that it. Yeah.
And for people that
people
who are like scared of it and haven't tried it, because my parents are still like, I'll bring a joint over to their house and like, you know, my mom thinks we're like in prison and it's like a drug dealer. So I'm like, dude,
I know. Cool. Like, there's people watching in the
nobody's
backyard.
Watching us. She's like closing the blinds and stuff. I'm like, golly.
That is hilarious.
It's just, so funny.
That's how they were brought up.
Yeah. Right? But also, it's just like a lack of education and just like knowledge on what, like not necessarily for your parents, but just like people's parents who kind of freak out or you probably should be doing that. That's a drug, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not, it's natural. It comes from the earth and like,
it's here,
it's healing. Like it's just a lack of education and communication.
It's cool that we are the people though, who are the ones to like move that, you know, like it literally starts with us. Cause right now the way it's booming in the US, you know, it's like,
and our generation is like, I feel lucky, honestly, but we've been like almost, we've been given the keys of the city almost with this thing.
It's crazy.
And everyone's watching.
It's crazy.
You're so right.
Literally.
It's, you know, history's being written.
Yeah.
So woo! True. Dun, dun, dun. I just got chills. So, to flip the script a little bit, what's your favorite way to consume and why? I obviously know the answer, but let's just hear it from you.
Okay. The answer is, I love dabs.
Yeah.
I remember taking my very first dab
and
in college. It was Shatter. And it just got me, it got me really high. Yeah, exactly.
Copper agrees. Yeah. Golly.
Have some respect, Copper.
She likes Shatter.
She loves Shatter.
And it's just been, okay, one of the main things that I like about it is that it doesn't make my eyes really red.
Yeah, that's very true.
For some reason, there's a property of flour. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is in flour, but like it makes your eyes much redder than dabs do.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like dabs make your eyes more glossy.
People are like, well, you know, the higher you are, like, the more cheeky your eyes.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
No, like, not with dabs.
I could take a couple dabs and be pretty functional. Like,
yeah,
I can look pretty alive, but like if I smoke a joint or a blunt to myself,
Yeah, it's like Faded City.
I can barely see anything. Barely.
I can barely see.
The eyes just become like inflamed.
Yeah. I've never really thought about it from that perspective.
I don't know.
Between like dabs.
That is so funny, Mac.
I need to do some research or something. It's like a property in the plant. Like.
That's like some good personal research though for you. Like you dab enough to know the difference.
The fact
that you said that difference makes me like open my mind and be like, huh, that actually is true.
Yeah.
It's such a different high though. Yeah.
I agree.
And I sometimes like I smoke those joints with y'all and I don't smoke a whole lot of flower.
Yeah.
And yeah, typically I just dab, but when I do smoke flower,
what is that going off?
It's Mac.
You're fired.
Sorry, it's Mac's quality glass stuff. people want bongs.
People want bongs. Hey.
Yeah, it's just a different high. I can not smoke flower for a while and just dab for like a week, and then I can smoke joints like, and it just
takes you to space.
Yes, it takes me to space, but it's like it's more of like a cloudy high. Like,
yeah.
Like a headband, you know? Dabs are like psychoactive for me.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel like they're more like, I feel more alert. Mm-hmm. And even with the indica, I feel sharp. I feel like I'm just like, okay, I'm ready. Like, let's go.
You're talking about the dab we just took?
Just in general, dabs in general. Even if I take indica dabs, like they don't affect me like that because the high is so different. You're right.
It is. It's just different.
Good point. Okay, so for the people who don't know, break down what dabs are and how they compare to a cartridge or like flower. I guess we just kind of did that, but for somebody who doesn't know.
So there's lots of different types of dabs. I guess I would just like generically I would specify a dab as, you know, heating up a nail on a banger or a nail, whatever you want to call it, on a rig or a bong. And putting your concentrate or your dab inside of the nail and you're capturizing that vapor from that concentrate within your rig and you're just inhaling it.
Yeah.
And it's a much higher, they call it a concentrate cause it's a much higher concentrate, percentage of THC. And, I would qualify it as more of a medicine, honestly.
Yeah.
Cause flower is flower, but
right.
A concentrate is, I don't know. I think of like topicals or edibles or concentrates. Yeah. Like just the word, it kind of qualifies.
And the way it looks too, I feel like.
In itself, it's just kind of more of a medicine.
Yeah, I feel like dabs are an art. Like even just creating them. Because I've had lots. I've had really bad ones and I've also had like really good ones. And obviously I've learned like I don't like shatter. I obviously like the really expensive stuff, the hash rosin is just
And it's changed so much.
Which is it's cool to see how everyone does it very differently and like even with the strains and how they pull the terpenes and just like it's crazy. Like that one we just took was so good.
The process is so different.
It's an art. Yeah.
It's changing every day, I feel because I feel like the first time my dad was in 2007.
What was that like?
That was a long time ago.
It was shatter. What was shatter like then compared to now? He laughs.
God, it's just like the rosin now is just like, I call it gluten-free dabs because it's just.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's just, you know, it's pure. ice water, heat and pressure. It's all it is. There's no CO2. There's no propane. There's no butane. There's no solvents. It's none of that.
So if someone. Like this was me, for example, someone who's like new to like dabbing or anything, but they want to try it. Like what is the best method, like a tool to get to use? Like without being like, what would you say? Like jump straight, like get a Rio and start with that? Or like what is like for a beginner who's like trying to figure out?
I would say just starting out, I would just get a cartridge.
Yeah.
And I would just take it slow. And I still qualify like. Hitting a pin, I still qualify that as a dab. That's still a concentrate.
But what if they want to? But what if they like? If you want to take it like beyond that and like actually buy dabs beyond and like that, have your tool.
Yeah, beyond that, I would say probably either a nectar collector or, like a Puffco or a Rio.
Would you say like a terp pen would be good? What do you feel? How do you feel about those? Is that what they're called?
Okay,
terp pens?
Okay. From like a straight consumer standpoint, for me, it doesn't get the job done.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've come.
Your tolerance is different.
Yeah. I've come too far from that. Yeah. But for people just starting out, I would say that's great.
Yeah.
I had three of them at one point. I was like, oh, wow. I took him to a bachelor party and
nice. What like, a party gift.
Yeah, we were just all using them. It was took them to Red Rocks. They're Dope. Just so convenient. You know,
yeah, that's
great.
They're yes. really like, convenient. Yeah,
hand in one pocket, gram in another.
Dope. That's
doesn't get much easier than that.
Yeah, hell yeah. So tell us what's important to you when you're shopping for concentrates or just somebody that wants to look for good quality, because there's a lot of brands out there and some of them are quality. And as we know, some of them are not. So as somebody who is like, honestly, me, like if I'm going into a dispensary, I've never been there. I don't know anything about the brands they have there. What do I need to look for? What's important? Like, what are the things you should look for or you should know?
I would say, like, depending what you're shopping for, like, if it is, like, if you want sugar mm-hmm. or if you want, like, crumble or rosin or shatter or mm-hmm. I think the best way to find out what's most reputable is, honestly, by asking the owner.
Like, yeah.
And the owner might not be there, per se.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Ask a manager.
Yeah, a manager. Like,
ask me.
Yeah, honestly. You do have to figure out what you like most, because sometimes rosin isn't actually as strong as like shatter mm-hmm. or yeah. distillate or mm-hmm. so sometimes I get stuck like smoking, you know, stuff that's like 70% to 80% mm-hmm. and that's what I love because yeah. it tastes so good
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't give you that like, you know,
punch in the face sometimes like you need.
Like diamonds, you yeah know? It doesn't give you that like boom
mm-hmm.
and I would say look for smell, honestly. I'm big on smells.
Yeah.
Because even if something looks incredible,
mm-hmm.
it might just taste terrible.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what I mean? It's
that's
like
true.
A Hummer looks really cool, but it drives really bad.
Yeah. That's a really good
really
analogy.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That was like, on your toes with that one.
Yeah, that was honestly really good.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about those, I guess. Have a vendetta against Hummers.
What about FJ Cruisers?
I like those.
Yeah, they're pretty dope. Sure. Shout out to Toyota.
Summit or La Corolla.
Yo, Toyota for life.
Summit wants to get a new car really bad, guys.
And it's a Toyota 4Runner. Yeah. Those are dope.
She looked at the new Broncos.
Okay, I am. That's my comparison. That's my comparison.
The Ford Broncos are so sick.
Actually, one of the Leaf Logic guys just put a little down payment on one of those.
Oh, wow.
You see your boy driving around town. That's who it is.
Dang. I would love to get inside.
Come pick us up. You know where we are.
So to go back into talking about cannabis concentrates, so on the market here in Oklahoma, what are some of your favorite brands?
For concentrates, mm-hmm. I love Leaf Logic. Mm-hmm. I love Hard Pressed Organics. We don't, I kind of wholesale Hard Pressed Organics products to some of the dispensaries around town when I have time, just to kind of network and meet some
yeah,
of the
yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to get to know people around town. They don't do as much as Leaf Logic, but I really like a newer company. It's called Ice Melts.
Okay, I've seen their stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not to be confused with Divine Collection. Divine Collection has the little ice cube on there.
I'm thinking of
Ice
is it
Melts.
What's
Ice
their...
Melts is newer, and they're out of Edmond, and I tried some Edmond. Of that stuff. It's really good.
Yeah.
And
that's fun finding good new brands.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, I like Cicada a lot.
Cicada has good stuff. Yeah.
It's really really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Apothecary. When I want to get some diamonds or just... Mm-hmm.
It's nice that their Ambrosia has diamonds in it because yeah. it's also like at a really affordable price point because yeah. diamonds can get really expensive, right?
Oh, and when they first started, I feel like yeah. they were like 80 to 100 a gram.
Oh my gosh,
now...
we were selling white mm-hmm. mousse for $90, yeah. which yeah. is ridiculous
yeah. and
to think
now,
about,
you can get
hindsight.
Like 4 or 5 for 100, I think.
Yeah,
of
for sure.
Mm-hmm. At Dab & Go. Shout out Dab & Go.
So we're assuming that's your go-to dispensary.
That's
to
my
get...
go-to dispensary. Those are my yeah. boys. They're good peeps there, and the staff is honestly, if you back to your come all the way back around to I think like 2 or 3 questions ago, I can't recall now, but you asked me like what to look for and what to ask.
Yeah,
go to Dab & Go. Those people dab. They know. Know what's
yeah
good.
They are experienced users. Yeah.
I literally just ask them, I'm like, yo, what's new, what's good, and they never steer me wrong.
Love
that's
that.
So cool to go yeah. in a place that you can just trust like that.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you know, they have flower too and they have carts and but
They're the dab.
They know it. They just know it.
Love that.
Dab and go Kings.
Yeah. Love that.
So as a medical patient, what is your routine like when you get up in the morning? Like, do you smoke flower in your day too when you dab? Or like when you wake up, like what's your routine? We all have ours. Mm-hmm.
Typically, I'll wake up. I will shower first, definitely. And then I don't ever smoke flower in the morning. Like rarely ever. I feel like it clouds my mental agenda a little bit.
Yes.
But also that's a strain thing. Mm-hmm. I could just be smoking on purples in the morning.
Shit.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
But I usually will take a dab before I eat breakfast or anything.
Yeah. It's important.
It's your cup of coffee.
Yeah. It is my cup of coffee.
Yeah. A dab a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, it does. And I'll usually do that and then I'll leave and take a pen with me. And, you know, depending what I'm doing in my day, if I'm like doing, you know, manual labor or networking, it's kind of.
All right. Pause. What cartridge are you hitting on right now?
Pause. LeafLogic solventless.
Ooh.
What is it? Sunset Sherbet, I think. Ooh. Or Sour Sherbet. Yeah, solventless cards. Shout out Leaf Logic. Big gas. And I trademarked that. Nobody can take that. Big gas.
Big gas. I love that you just trademarked that.
That is so funny.
No, those are the best cards right now.
I don't think I've ever tried one. Do you have it on you right now?
It's out in the
with
the wolves.
We'll try it after. Mm-hmm. So you started dipping your toes into the industry. Tell us what you've been up to.
Like I mentioned, I was, when we had a lot of stuff going, we're kind of in between finding sourcing material at Hard Pressed Organics right now. And we're
cool
about to have some new stuff coming, and I wholesale that product to dispensaries. And then also I'm doing max quality glass stuff. That's kind of been my, I do that every day.
What is max quality?
Tell us about that. Glass.
Max quality glass. It's my buddy, Max. He,
shout out to Max.
him and Brian are owners of Dab and Go.
Cool.
And, also Max owns Hard Pressed Organics too. And, max quality glass was kind of his toes into the industry. He started that, in Colorado, I think, over a decade ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's had that website up for over a decade.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, that's dope. Good for him.
It's been a while. He's been killing the game. I actually, when I started working for him like 6 months ago, like 5 or 6 months ago, I got onto the website. He was showing me how to use everything, and I went through the catalog history, and I just typed my name in just for shits and gigs because I had bought stuff from him when I was in college.
Oh, wow.
I had bought stuff off his website.
That's cool.
Literally looked up, and here it is, like 5 or 6 orders from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Here's like a rig, you know, a couple
times. Wow.
You were like meant to be where you're at. Like
that's so full circle.
I can't tell you how full circle that is.
That is so full circle.
It's called your stars. Your stars aligning.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's
wow.
really, really kind of weird to think about, but yeah. Here I am.
So are you guys gonna have like a
store? Yeah, so we have the website. It's been live for a while, and you can go on there, order whatever you want. And I also go to dispensaries sometimes, and just I take my case with me and show them like all of our wholesale products, because I know dispensaries and glass shops are looking for bangers and bubble caps and stuff like that. And I'm doing that every day. And then we have auctions. We have an Instagram page. We're doing auctions every single day.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
If you're looking to get a bong or a rig or a clean pump or a turbometer, yada, 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 go and check out the auctions on the Max Quality Glass Instagram page.
Good feed.
Yeah, yeah, and we are also going to have a shop. We're kind of shopping around right now.
Nice.
For retail space.
Cool.
There is, just a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I can imagine
things,
exciting things. Yeah, keeping you busy.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Mac, in your opinion, what do you think would be lacking in our industry right now?
Oof, testing.
Preach.
Yeah, it's honestly upsetting, and I know that we're still new at this as a state and as consumers too, and as vendors, everyone's new at this, and we're kind of exploring as we go. But I feel like I said earlier, we've seen Colorado do this. We've seen California do this.
Yeah.
And we have, in a sense, you know, been given the keys to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I feel like people are abusing that a little bit too much.
Yes.
To an extent, and it's because we do have loopholes and we do have things that are not set in place yet
mm-hmm.
that are keeping people from getting away with those things. And I think that there needs to be a standard held to either these places that are accepting samples.
Yeah.
Or I think that maybe companies should have to send that product to maybe a number of places.
Yeah.
And I know mm-hmm. that's another cost. That's another,
yeah.
That's more material that you have to give up
mm-hmm.
and nobody wants to do that, but,
everything is not as it should be.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
And I have faith that it will get that way. Colorado is,
mm-hmm.
it's like the Wild Wild West here right now. And that's because it's viewed that way because Colorado has gotten it under control.
Yeah. They have it down
to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 There's always going to be that
always.
In our industry.
Right.
But to be in Oklahoma and to be like booming, I mean, there's so many great,
I mean, there's people moving here from all over the world.
Literally. It's literally. Crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Oklahoma, USA.
Yeah. It's like,
they're trying to come and infiltrate our space. I'm like, get out.
Yellowstone.
Respectfully. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So let's talk cannabis stigmas. What do you hope to see change sooner than later when it comes to stigmas?
Ooh.
I know you kind of already talked about your parents a little bit with that, but anything
really
deeper?
And honestly, I haven't had a bad experience here anywhere yet
mm-hmm.
as far as like consuming in public,
mm-hmm.
like, stepping outside of a bar and
yeah.
consuming.
Mm-hmm. I
haven't had anyone like tell me, hey,
yeah,
I'm offended if there were kids around or something, that's another thing. I'm pretty courteous
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want someone doing that around my kids.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you want to normalize.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, I could go off on a tangent with that for another conversation probably.
For
but,
sure.
you know.
I mean, to a certain age,
Yeah.
Like, infantry,
yeah.
To, like, that, we won't get into that. But anyway.
Do you have kids, Mac?
No, I don't. Not that I know of. I think something that I would like to see change is maybe just people being more open to trying it.
Yeah. Perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that for some people, there's different reasons why mm-hmm. they wouldn't.
But some of them aren't even reasons. They're just absolutely not.
Right. It's how you were raised, or it's, what your religion may be, or maybe it's, your significant other doesn't approve of it, or
right.
It could be a number of things, but I just feel like you haven't had that, I'm not saying like you haven't lived your life to the fullest if you don't smoke marijuana. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying like, if you're curious about it and you've mm-hmm. kind of been on the fence about trying it, like, give it a go. Like, this is one life.
That's solid advice because
it's an experience that you can, you can't take it back, but it's not like it's going to be forever, It's just like,
and marijuana is one of those things that like you can recommend like widely like that.
Yeah.
It's not like
mm-hmm.
other drugs that you would encourage someone
because
to try.
Because all you do
one.
Is you sleep it off.
Yeah.
You literally, if you're uncomfortable, you take a little 15-minute, 20-minute, 30-minute nap and then you're like, okay, cool. Now I feel back
and
to normal.
For me, it's always been like it, stuff that grows, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. we drink alcohol all the time and it's just a toxin that is man-made.
Different process.
Yeah.
That we intake and it's.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I agree.
That's why we get hungover. We're just putting toxins in our body. And, I just feel like if people maybe would try it more and there wasn't such, that stigma's being lifted a little bit, but I think as the years go on, people will, cause you can't drive down the street without seeing a dispensary now.
Yeah, it's true.
And you can't tell me that people aren't thinking, oh, maybe it's time.
I've seen a lot of those CBD just things popping up, those green crosses everywhere.
You can't tell me that it's not sparking some interest in people who have just lived in the dark.
Right. No, that's a really good answer. Solid advice, because I don't think anyone has said that answer.
No, that's a really good answer, Matt.
It's not like your typical one, but it's like an open your mind perspective one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, that's good. Like really that. Good. That's just a good life rule to live by.
And parents, be open about your kids using it instead of, you know, partying and drinking and doing other things.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like it's,
and don't have the closed mindset, I think, to be like, oh, that's going to lead to so many other things now. Right, she's going to spiral out of control. Like, that's not always it. It's not always it. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
And we're much more exposed to it than they ever will be or have been.
Yeah.
In the more normal way.
Right now. Yeah.
In the last 2 years.
And it's legal.
Yeah.
Shit.
And it's legal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Shit.
Full circle, guys. Well, is there anything that anybody wants to add before we close this episode down? You Gucci? You Gucci, Mac?
I think I'm Gucci. Yeah.
Sob, you Gucci?
Gucci.
Got the monkey off my back.
Monkey is off. That's my monkey.
Wait till we're off here.
Yeah, what is this? You're about to... What is this you're about to make me?
We're about to smoke some, you guys should already know this, but we're about to smoke some Crown Cola.
By Cola Organics.
Yes, it's a Saba staple.
We just love it.
We love it.
Is that Cole?
It's Bryce Davis from Cola Organics. Yeah, he grows some amazing flower.
Living soil, baby.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. I guess we're about to
see.
Indulge. Well, guys, I think this wraps up today's episode. And Mac, we want to thank you for taking time out of your day just to come hang with us, smoke with us, and just like share your knowledge and your journey with Saab and I and everybody listening.
Thanks, Mac.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate both of you. Yeah. I've been wanting to do this for a while, so.
We're so happy to have you. Honestly,
you made it to the cannabis hangout. So fun. Thanks for being here, Mac.
Thank you.
And as always, guys, stay medicated.